I'm here. Few films have attracted the ire of the anti-woke brigade in recent years more than the Star Wars sequel films, especially The Last Jedi. However, cultural artifacts can often register real and deep issues in the social fabric of their time, no matter what the authors intended. The Disney Star Wars films are no different, and viewed in the cold light of day, I think these themes leak out of them, regardless of what any of the creatives involved in them wanted. Rey, for example, was criticised by the anti-woke for being a quote-unquote Mary Sue, while she was praised by the woke for being a quote-unquote strong woman. In fact, moving beyond both views, Rey represents the plight of many young women in the modern world, shorn of male authority figures or any strong men around her. And despite pleading with Luke to step up and be a man, she is forced to do everything herself. She must embody the solar masculine when she wants nothing else but to be protected. Whether or not they admit it, or indeed whether they try to cope and pretend that this is a good thing, many women, especially young women today, find themselves forced into masculine roles, unattracted to the weak and feminized men around them. Part of the reason, of course, is registered in these very films. Poe Dameron wants nothing else but to be the man, capital T, capital M, of the hour. He has a deep and romantic yearning for heroism, to embody the same solar masculine that Rey is forced to embody. But he lives, unfortunately for him, and indeed for you, dear viewer, in a lunar age of egalitarian and female managerialism. He wants to take risks to become the hero, but he is denied by a health and safety first, risk-averse, command structure dominated by women. Poe Dameron is a child of winter who wished to be a child of spring. The films are flecked through with such characters, even the minor ones. Rose Tico, for example, a typically deracinated youth lost in the chaos of the post-Palpatine disordered universe, clings onto an idealistic and utopian worldview which is constantly shattered by a darker reality than she is able to comprehend. She is granted one bold moment of bravery, only to be all but totally forgotten and disregarded by everyone around her. The world of these films, much like our world, cannot process real heroism. It is automatically made hyper-real and forgotten, like men who set themselves on fire for political causes today. No one could remember Rose Tico's bravery, even minutes after they witnessed it. The film moves on. The world moves on. And the world of these films was not created by Emperor Palpatine or the First Order, but by the foolish actions of the rebels, who are directly analogous to baby boomers in our own time and are fittingly led by boomer icons Princess Leia and Han Solo. The sequel films find an aged Princess Leia unable to come to terms with the fact that her progressive feminist ideals and risk-averse management style are ill-suited to the task ahead. The films cry out for male leadership, but Luke, now broken by the failures of progressivism, does not want the responsibility, even as the boomers sabotage and hold back the younger generation, Rey, Poe and so on, who actually do want to do something about the sorry state of affairs. The biggest tragedy in the film, from this perspective, is Kylo Ren, let down totally by the boomers, by his parents, by Luke, who provided no structure or moral guidance. Kylo Ren looks to the past for heroism, for inspiration, for any sense of meaning or order, and naturally finds inspiration in the Empire, in Darth Vader, and in the man who inspired billions, like Kylo, Sheev Palpatine. Kylo Ren attempts to follow his ancestors, only to be opposed in this, and have all his hopes and dreams wrecked by his boomer parents, whose progressivism literally ends up killing not only Kylo Ren, but his father, and any hope of restoring a semblance of order to the universe in the final death of Sheev Palpatine. The film even shows how seeking power in a morally bankrupt time such as ours finds only inauthenticity and further layers of smoke and mirrors, which is represented by the much maligned figure of Snoke. This character was actually a deep insight into power as it exists in the West today. Just as Joe Biden was never really in charge, neither was Snoke. No one is quite sure who is in charge at all. And when you do finally discover them, it turns out that they are not the real boss either. Now, this is all a different way of looking at these films. Let me know your thoughts. Click like and subscribe. Join the channel. I sell courses in writing, logic, rhetoric, and many other things at the Academic Agency. And there's a sale going on right now with promo code Scorcher. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, get out. It's the Academic Agency Summer Sale. Use the promo code Scorcher. 25% off all courses. Scorcher. Get it now. Scorcher. 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 Promo code Scorcher. 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 Buy it now.